WJTL Mac Powell, I love Jesus. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning, intern Brooke. Today, clouds, flurries, and snow showers, becoming windy this afternoon, high 22. Tonight, cloudy and windy, high low 19. Mostly sunny, windy, high 34. Saturday, sunny, high 40. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 43, and right now it's 14.
This morning, our very special guest is our dear friend, Monica DePaul. Monica, the artistic director for Kavod. Good morning again, Monica.
Good morning.
We always love having you here. For those who don't know, just give us the 20-year history of Kavod in 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Okay. Well, 20 years ago, Miss Connie Diener started Kavod in a barn that she converted into a dance studio, like one single studio. They always talk about how there was no bathroom. There was an outhouse.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Only in Lancaster County.
Yes, and there was a pole in the middle of the barn.
Right.
And
right.
Trying to dance around it. And
and fast forward to today.
Fast forward to today, where there's the Performing Arts Building in New Holland, the theater in New Holland, and the new space in Mannheim. Yeah.
And you guys just celebrated 20 years at the Worship Center.
That we did.
Yeah. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. You guys are going to do The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's coming up. Tell us all about that.
So exciting. So not only is it such a beautiful story, I do want the audience to walk away with themes in their heart of like finding God in unexpected places. I've really tried to push that with the storytelling and with the cast, that sometimes we put God in a box.
Yeah.
And he's so much bigger than that.
Yeah.
And I think that will surprise and inspire the audience when they come see the show. And it's a cautionary tale too, because we are all capable of hugely beautiful things, but also quite atrociously awful things. So when we start thinking we're not capable, that's when it gets hard. That's when it gets scary. So there are some themes in the show that are intense, but I mean, that's what theater's about. We're here to change the world, and we try at Kavod to do it from God's perspective. So I hope the community comes out and sees it.
And because of that, you're asking for children under 13 not to come, or be 13 and up.
Yes, yeah, 13 and up.
Maybe not appropriate for younger audiences.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the cast.
Okay.
Give a shout out to our cast. Tell us a little bit. Are they volunteers? Where do they come from? Tell us a little bit about the cast.
They are volunteers. They are coming from further and further away. So I'm so blessed by like the Tortolano family, who comes from York, Mitch King, who plays Phoebus, and Ricky Lopez, who plays Clopin. They come from Westchester.
That's a good haul.
Yeah, good hauls out to New Holland. So they have like hour commutes. The Balash family, they live like an hour away. I'm not sure where. I can't remember the town, but I know they drive like an hour. And Shayna, the set designer, has just been working tirelessly, and they come from so far.
Yeah.
So a huge blessing for these people and the community that God has put together. And then we have Rick Weaver, who's played a lot of our leads in the past. He's playing Quasimodo. So the audience is going to be blown away by his talent. And Jackie Schaefer, who's done shows with us before, is Esmeralda. And Caleb Heckman is Frollo, everyone's favorite villain. So it's a great cast. And then we have a 30-person choir.
Wow.
14 ensemble members who are the best ensemble / singers / dancers / set movers /
they're doing everything.
They're doing everything.
Would you say this is your biggest show you've ever done?
Yes. And I'm going to feel like we are superhuman after it's over.
Yeah. How long have you been practicing? How long have you been working on the show?
Since the first weekend in January.
Okay.
So we rehearse on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, intentionally, so that the community can be involved. They're
Which is wonderful.
All doing other jobs.
And we are blessed to be in this community that has so many talented people. Too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. There's so many.
So when is the event happening?
It starts February 28th and then plays through till March 9th on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And the first night is a dinner theater.
It's a
very
dinner
special.
Theater night.
Yeah.
Yes. A nice 4-course meal. Get to enjoy before the show.
Awesome.
It's a great night. Yeah.
If people want more details, cost, to get tickets, all that, what do they do?
they go to kavad.org. Or if you love to talk to a live human being, I wrote the phone number down.
717-354-3355. You could give a call and get tickets that way
as
well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the wonderful Kavad doing in their theater in New Holland. They're doing Hunchback. It's coming up February 28th through March 9th. You don't want to miss it. Kavad.org. As always, Monica, it was a joy to have you here today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We wish your show the best.
Thank you so much.
Back to the music we go. We the Kingdom. Won't he do it? WJTL.